Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The spring snowmelt is vital to the ecological health of many regions around the world. Frederick Bouchard, postdoctoral fellow in the Center for Northern Studies at Laval University, explores what lighter winter snows will mean for some regions of the subarctic.
Lake-rich landscapes in northern Canada are vital for wildlife and natural resources for local communities. In these regions, lakes can cover more than half of the landscape, and spring snowmelt is the most important hydrological event of the year, controlling many ecological processes. However, climate models predict that snowfall will decrease in some areas, which could have profound consequences. So we studied over 70 shallow lakes in two of Canada's largest subarctic landscapes, Old Crow Flats in Yukon and Hudson Bay Lowlands in Manitoba. And by comparing chemical analysis results obtained in the water and in the sediments of these lakes, we found that about half of them showed signs of strong evaporation. Why is that? The answer seems to be related to decreasing snow precipitation. According to the climate data, snowfall was lower than the average in the recent winters, resulting in lower snowmelt runoff during the recent springs. This trend was even more pronounced near lakes surrounded by flat terrain and sparse tundra vegetation, because there, the strong winds blew the snow cover away. Indeed, some of these lakes underwent near-complete desiccation during mid-summer 2010, following a winter of very low snowfall. Based on the sediment record of one such lake, these extremely dry conditions may be unprecedented in the past two centuries. These findings fuel concerns that a decline in snow cover extent in the future could lead to widespread desiccation of shallow subarctic lakes. Such changes in hydrology would have profound effects on wildlife habitat, carbon cycling, and other ecosystem services.
And that was Frederick Bouchard of Laval University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.